This is Akashvani, the news read by Nobunita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with his Greek counterpart Kyriakos Mitsotakis. During the call, both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen India-Greece strategic partnership and for regional peace and prosperity. They welcomed developments in bilateral relations across sectors such as trade, investment, technology, shipping, defence, security, connectivity and people-to-people ties. The two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mitsotakis conveyed support for the early conclusion of a mutually beneficial India-EU free trade agreement and for the success of the AI Impact Summit to be hosted by India in 2026. Prime Minister will visit Gujarat tomorrow to participate in Samudra Se Samriddhi event. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Bhavnagar. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister will undertake an aerial survey of Dholera. Prime Minister's office said in a statement that in a major boost to the maritime sector, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects related to the maritime sector worth over 7,870 crore rupees. India has called upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. It said the world is aware of nexus between terrorists and Pakistani state and military. Replying to a query on latest videos of terror outfits in Pakistan, during media briefing in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, such incidents make it more glaring. He said every nation must fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in all its forms.
We all have to fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in each and every document that comes out of a multilateral arena, whether it is BRICS or SCO or anywhere else. You see the kind of support that is there to fight international terrorism. And in fact, there is reference to fighting cross-border terrorism as well. So we call upon the world that we have to strengthen and intensify our efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The Election Commission has delisted 474 registered unrecognized political parties for flouting norms. The decision was taken after they failed to fulfill the essential condition of contesting even a single election for 6 years continuously since 2019. In the first phase of the exercise, the Commission had delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties last month. With this exercise, 808 registered unrecognized political parties have been delisted in the last 2 months. In the Delhi University Students Union DUSU elections, the Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad ABVP secured 3 seats, while National Students Union of India has won 1 seat. ABVP's candidate Aryan Mann won the president post. Kunal Chaudhary was elected secretary and Dipika Jha joined secretary. NSUI's Rahul Jhasla was elected as vice president. India has been re-elected to the Council of Administration and the Postal Operations Council of the Universal Postal Union during the 28th UPU Congress held in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Ministry of Communications in a statement said that India's re-election reflects the confidence of the international community in India post-leadership's reforms and innovative digital initiatives. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the coordination and courage demonstrated by the Indian forces during Operation Sindoor is clear proof that victory is no longer an exception for the country as it has become its habit. The minister said this while interacting with veterans and the families of the fallen heroes of the 1965 war at the commemorative event marking 60 years of the 1965 India-Pakistan war in New Delhi today. In the Asia Cup cricket tournament, chasing a target of 189 runs set by India, Oman were 70 for 1 in 11 overs, their final Group A match in Abu Dhabi when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.